You published recently on that issue of the prognosis of invasive local recurrence after DCIS. Can you talk a little bit about the specific numbers you saw and how that compares to other databases?
Yes. Let me start with one interesting finding that we haven't published that is really fascinating. We looked at all of our recurrences in excision-only patients. It turns out 34% of them, or about a third, were invasive. We looked at all of our recurrences in excision plus radiation therapy. 53% were invasive. About a 20% difference there, statistically significant. Now, why is that happening? I think it's happening because some radiation therapy patients get fibrosis, they get scarring. Not everybody gets a perfect result. When that happens, their mammographic follow-up is much more difficult. People think it's just scarring. They follow them for a while. And finally, when the biopsy's done, it's actually a big invasive cancer. So yes, we can prevent recurrences with radiotherapy. But if we get a recurrence, it has a higher probability of being invasive, and that kind of evens the whole thing out for us.
What about the prognosis of these invasive recurrences?
Okay. So now we've looked at the long-term prognosis of about 80 invasive recurrences out of this group of patients. And what we found was that at 12 years, about 20% of them had metastatic disease. And about 15% of them had died. So let's assume all those with metastatic disease will die. So that's about 1 in 5 is going to die with invasive recurrence. And I think that's the trade-off that you have to think about when you decide, are you going to give radiation therapy? When I present our data, if you think radiotherapy is a good idea, you're going to say our data supports giving radiotherapy. And if you think it's a bad idea, you'll think our data doesn't support it. But I think it really boils down to how much risk a patient wants to take. And we already know in medical oncology that there have been surveys where women said, you know, for a 1% survival benefit, I'll be happy to take the chemotherapy. If you feel that way, very likely you're going to use our data to justify radiation therapy because we can reduce the recurrence rate with 10 millimeter patients right now from 7 or 8% down to 2 or 3%. That's a 5% absolute benefit of any recurrence. Only two of those recurrences are invasive. So if you treat 250 patients with 10 millimeter margins, you will probably save one life. But what does it cost you in terms of radiation? You know, not everybody's a great radiotherapist. Is everybody going to use CT planning? Is everyone going to protect the heart and lungs? Is there going to be more lung cancer, more esophageal cancer, more pulmonary disease? Are some people going to get heart disease from the radiotherapy? You know, I think they're much better today than they were in 1980. So I think there's a good chance of preventing much of that, but you can't prevent it all.
If the patient were to say to you, is there any advantage, even if it's a 0.01% advantage in having a mastectomy in that situation?
Well, there is. There's clearly an advantage in mastectomy, but at what price? We have now in our series 444 mastectomies, 5 local recurrences, and 1 patient has died. A mastectomy clearly has an advantage because you don't get recurrences. The recurrence rate is around 1%. Even in the best of hands, if you do lumpectomy and radiation therapy, look at the NSAP. They're 16% at 12 years. The EORTC is 15% at 10 years. So they'll be in the same ballpark. And half those patients have invasive recurrences, and some of those people are going to die. It's probably not going to happen if you do a mastectomy. But the price is too stiff to pay for most patients.
But are patients really informed about that?
I certainly inform them, and they slough it right off. They don't even think it's worth it.